This is News Talk.
Well, the hot weather dominating a lot of the front pages and a lot of the pictures, particularly of children enjoying the weather in places like Cork, Dublin and Galway yesterday. The Irish Examiner, quite a depressing headline though, that drought conditions could get worse as temperatures top 30 degrees. The Examiner says that with those temperatures expected to go in excess of 30 degrees today and stay, if you don't mind, at 26 degrees tonight, Irish Water has warned that a surge in demand for drinking water, along with falling supplies, is not sustainable and could worsen drought conditions. Met Éireann, of course, issuing two heat warnings with temperatures set to remain high for the next 3 days. And as the Examiner says, people are being urged to take care in the extreme weather. We have that status orange warning for the first time ever for counties Cavan, Monaghan, Roscommon, Longford, Westmeath and South Leitrim there, where temperatures could go above 30 degrees. And Irish Water asking people to take shorter showers. That's pretty tough because I keep having to go for cold showers because it's so warm. But anyway, you're supposed to take a shorter shower, avoid using paddling pools, turn off your tap when you're brushing your teeth or shaving, and save and reuse water collected from baths, showers and hand basins in the garden. The heatwave also in the front of the Irish Independent. It's predicting that it could reach a record high. Ireland could match the highest temperature in living memory as conditions are set to surge to 32 degrees Celsius today. A modern heat record could be potentially set. 15 years ago it was 32.2 degrees Celsius. The all-time heat record, by the way, was 33.3 degrees Celsius recorded at Kilkenny Castle back in 1887. Don't know if we'll get that high, but the Independent says this morning that the heat is so intense that road tar has started to melt and paths have cracked, and the Road Safety Authority is warning about a sun glare for drivers as well. And we saw in Britain that they're describing the roads as like chocolate at the moment because the tarmac is just melting on the roads there. On to the whole area of travel, that's on the front of the Indo as well. Excuse me. And what they're saying is that obviously lots and lots and lots of families are going away on holidays at the moment, but just be careful because some childcare providers won't allow children to return to their creche for a fortnight when they get home from their holidays. So some creches have notified parents that they will implement a 14-day quarantine rule due to the Delta variant. Elaine Dunn, chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, told that paper that creches have a duty to keep their staff and children safe. And this is after we heard that COVID infections among children under 18 now account for nearly a third of all cases recorded over the last 2 weeks. A real change there, because we hadn't seen that, you know, when children were back at school, that a third of all cases involved under 18s. But that's now the case. So I suppose some would say, well, we can understand why creches won't take children back for 2 weeks if they're accounting for a third of all cases of COVID-19. The Irish Daily Mail talks about vaccine holiday hell, and this is up to 25 Irish tourists who got into Malta yesterday, and they've now been told that they're going to have to quarantine in a hotel because the vaccine cert that they brought with them was not acceptable. Government officials last night confirming that they were offering assistance to Irish holidaymakers after Maltese officials refused to let them into the country without a digital COVID cert. And obviously that's different to the rules. Malta is imposing stricter rules on entry, and this is a big, big problem. And this feeds into the hassle that a lot of us are sort of wondering, is it worth going abroad? I got my second vaccine yesterday and obviously would be considering, you know, you could go abroad or whatever. But then you hear a story like this and you just go, is it an awful lot of hassle? And could circumstances change in the country, you know, that you go into? That's certainly the problem for those in Malta, not facing a very pleasant time there, it would seem. Now, obviously, indoor dining on the front of the papers too because of the cabinet meeting, and the Irish Times has it on the front page. Indoor dining for vaccinated to resume next week. They're working on this app so that the pubs and restaurants can kind of easily check if people are able excuse me, I have a frog in my throat this morning, if people are able to get in, you know, if they have the vaccine or whatever. So the app is being developed and it looks like indoor dining will be back from next Monday. If there are children present, then there would be a 2 metre distance between the tables, according to the Irish Times. And we're expecting a big, big update today on ventilation as well. Something which some academics and experts have been calling for quite a while is that we have proper ventilation in this country, and we're told a significant update expected. So one would assume that would be that these premises would have to have different types of monitors and ventilation in place for that. Now, the front of the Irish Daily Star, and indeed a number of other papers this morning, talks about the court case involving Daniel Murtagh and the death of Nadine Lotz. To bring you some of the headlines there, the Irish Daily Star: mum's agony as she tried to save Nadine. The Herald: gurgling and gasping for air. The Irish Daily Mirror: I killed my girlfriend. And the Irish Sun: Nadine found dying by her mum. A distraught mum found her dying daughter gasping for air after a sustained attack by her ex, a court heard yesterday. Daniel Murtagh has admitted killing Nadine Lott in Arklow in December 2019, but denies murder. Now, elsewhere, there's a very interesting report in the Irish Independent this morning if you're interested in complaints against lawyers, because more than 1,400 complaints were made against lawyers in Ireland last year. 1,389 related to solicitors, while 33 related to barristers. But for the first time, there's a county-by-county breakdown. Not surprising, Dublin had the most complaints, obviously given the population there, followed by Cork. And a lot of the complaints about lawyers were to do with alleged misconduct, others related to a failure to communicate or a failure to account for clients' money there. Very interesting report. Also, a lot of talk about the Olympics in the papers this morning, and you know, they're supposed to get underway on Friday. Even still, a question mark whether or not they'll go ahead. The Times of London this morning says that the deputy head of the Olympics did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the Games as more athletes test positive for the virus. And I can just imagine the stress if you're an athlete after making the big journey over to Tokyo, and then there's still a question mark 48 hours before the Games go ahead. Big warning in the Times of London this morning from the former head of the UK government's agency responsible for the Olympics, condemning the decision to continue with the Games as reckless. So I suppose we just wait and see. Also, a lot of talk in the papers as well. Beach volleyball players at the Olympics giving out that the sand is too hot for their feet, and there are warnings over the risks posed to athletes. So they're trying to acclimatise, obviously, to the heat in Japan, and the sand is too hot for them. Not ideal if you're trying to win an Olympic medal. Interesting in the Irish Times as well, cricket making, I don't know if you'd call it a comeback or if it's just become very, very popular, but in West Dublin, cricket is batting above other sports. And Anya Kenny writes that the popularity of cricket has soared in recent years. Now the sport is branching into new territory, once dominated by the likes of GAA and soccer. So they look at Tyrrellstown in Dublin 15 and some photographs of them getting some batting practice in. And there are big efforts in Dublin 15 to encourage children to take part in cricket, which is just fascinating. I mean, for a lot of us Irish, we know absolutely nothing about the game. Finally, back to the weather, and the Herald this morning tells us that sales of fans, coolers, barbecues, cider and ice cream are now soaring. Many beach resorts are now totally booked out for the next week. You can't get near a beach apparently to stay. Harvey Norman and DID and Currys all saying there that there's been a surge in sales of desktop fans and coolers. Cider brands have benefited from an upsurge in sales. Ice cream sales have more than doubled, and sales of burgers, fresh chicken and sausages in Wexford, Waterford and Kerry are up by more than half. The reason, of course, being that people want to get out and get barbecuing.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.